This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism, replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. He pointed out that country was facing three major challenges in the past which hindered country's progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति प्रधानमंत्री जी ने, मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करकर जवाब.
The minister said terrorism, Naxalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under Narendra Modi government. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization. The Purple Fest aims to raise awareness about different disabilities and their impact on people's lives and to promote understanding, acceptance and inclusion of persons with disabilities within society. Speaking at the event, she said, the preamble of the Constitution speaks about social justice, equality of status and dignity of the individual. The president expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary, Disarmament and International Security Affairs in Ministry of External Affairs, Muapui Sayoe, and the EU delegation by Director for Security and Defence Policy, European External Action Service, Maciej Stadek. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. India and Mongolia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their strategic partnership. Senior officials from both nations conducted a comprehensive review of bilateral ties, discussing cooperation in key sectors and planning high-level engagements to mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations. Flights at the United Kingdom's Heathrow Airport have resumed after a fire knocked out its power supply and shut Europe's busiest airport for the day. London's main airport said last night that its teams worked tirelessly to reopen after it suffered a power failure due to a fire at an electrical substation supplying the facility. Heathrow Airport Chief Executive Thomas Woolby has said the airport will be back in full operation from today. The 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the iconic Eden Garden Stadium in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Ahead of the highly anticipated clash, a glittering opening ceremony will take place this evening. The tournament, which will see 10 teams competing across 74 matches, culminates with the final on 25th of May. In sepak takraw, both Indian men's and women's teams secured bronze medal in the quad event at the 2025 World Cup at Patna in Bihar last evening. Both the teams lost their respective semi-finals to settle for the third place on the podium. The Indian men's team suffered a 1-2 loss at the hands of Vietnam. Thailand bagged gold while Vietnamese squad clinched the silver medal. Indian women's team went down against world number one Thailand. Vietnam took the gold medal while Thailand bagged the silver medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.